I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us today for Current State. The campaign for sheriff in Eaton County has seen some twists and turns that nobody could have predicted. Sheriff Tom Reich is a Democrat running for re-election. His opponent is Republican Fred McPhail, who served as undersheriff in a previous administration. He retired 2 years ago after serving in the department for more than a quarter century. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more on this race, which has in some ways been overwhelmed by issues both candidates are facing in their personal lives. You've talked with both Reich and McPhail. Scott, what are these personal matters?
Well, Mark, both of these men are in the midst of very unpleasant family problems. Sheriff Reich is going through a divorce, and at one point, his estranged wife sought a personal protection order against him, an order that was rejected by a judge. And McPhail's teenaged son is facing a sex-related criminal charge. Not exactly the atmosphere either would have wanted for a campaign season. Both Reich and McPhail came in for interviews, and both were candid about their personal struggles and those of their opponent. I also gave them both a chance to talk about the positive messages they're trying to communicate. Let's start with the sex charge being faced by McPhail's son. He says that when it comes up, he has to explain what his son did because news reports have been vague.
What he did, he videotaped on his phone sex between two of his friends, two minors. And he sent that to another boy's phone, and he shared it with other kids, and other kids saw it. So I wanted to make it clear that he did not have sex with anyone. He videotaped it and sent it, and I'm certainly not excusing his behavior by any means, but that's what happened. But the original newspaper report was very vague, and it left it open to interpretation. And some people interpreted it that these two boys held down some young girl and raped her, and that certainly was not the case. This was a consensual sex act, and the reason that they were charged is because they were both minors and could not consent to sex.
Sheriff Reich says he doesn't bring up the criminal charge being faced by his opponent's son.
That's a personal issue that Fred and his family have to deal with. It's not my business. I don't throw mud. It's something I feel bad for the McPhail family. However, I'm sure they're dealing with their own hard times, and it's not in my business to do that. I'm running a campaign. I take the high road on everything. I don't throw anything bad against Fred. I'm just trying to do my job and run a department.
What is Sheriff Reich saying about his divorce and the personal protection order request made by his estranged wife here, Scott?
Well, first, a reminder that the PPO was denied by a judge. He says the divorce hasn't been coming up on the campaign trail.
I feel sorry. Nobody wants a divorce. Nobody expects a divorce. I certainly didn't expect it. It's just unfortunate, but it does happen. And it's become that, yeah, it became ugly. And not on my cause. I did everything right. I've been doing law enforcement for 29 years now, and I know that if you go over that line, I'm not going to do that. I'm a very intelligent man. I'm not stupid, and things are good. I'm waiting for next month's date with a court to get this divorce finalized, and my life can move on.
Challenger Fred McPhail says the sheriff's divorce does come up, but with some confusion.
It is occasionally. Some people, when I go to the door, will say, I have to ask you a question. What is this about your wife seeking a personal protection order? And I just tell them simply, that's the other candidate. That's not me. Just recently, one person said, do you have the personal protection order on you, or do you have the kid that's in trouble? So then I have to explain that situation.
Are you saying you don't bring up his divorce proceedings or the PPO?
That's right. I do not mention it.
Did you ask the candidates about the Devin Guilford case, Scott?
Yes, I did, Mark. A quick refresher. Guilford was the unarmed Mullican teenager shot to death by Sergeant Jonathan Frost during a traffic stop. The Guilford family has filed a civil suit against the department, while Sergeant Frost did not face criminal charges. I asked Fred McPhail about how much responsibility Sheriff Reich should bear in the case, and he points to what he considers to be a departmental atmosphere that led to an earlier traffic stop case involving Deputy Greg Brown and motorist Todd Brenneser.
The situation was that Deputy Brown made a traffic stop and became very irritated and agitated at some of the questions that Mr. Brendenser was posing to him. And he ended up yanking Mr. Brendenser out of the car, throwing him on the ground, committing a false arrest, and lodging him in the jail and submitting a false police report. What Deputy Brown didn't realize is Mr. Brendenser had recorded all this on his cell phone. And, of course, it's a felony to do what he did. And the sheriff allowed him to quietly resign and did not seek criminal charges on him. And Mr. Brown went to work for another police agency, and just this past spring had a federal excessive force lawsuit filed against him for a similar act with other citizens in the county where he's currently working. So I think this acceptance of this type of behavior from the officers by Sheriff Reich has allowed something like the Guilford case to happen.
For his part, Sheriff Reich says he couldn't simply fire Brown.
He was suspended until we conducted our investigation. And it's kind of ironic, the investigator of that case was Fred McPhail. The deputies and command have labor contracts, and we also have department policy. And we have a regime of different types of policies that we have to go through when a deputy does something similar to this or other violations of the policy. We took that information to the prosecutor's office. Being that Greg Brown was a veteran, there's something that's called out there, and McPhail is very well aware of it. It's called veteran's preference. That gives that extra step for a veteran to have a hearing. So if we failed to do that, we would be liable. We'd have been sued. He'd have got his job back, and the county would have had to pay out money. Would we have terminated him after the veteran's preference? Absolutely. Did we take the high road in this and do everything properly? Yes, we did.
As for the Guilford case, Sheriff Wright calls it an unfortunate tragedy, but says that he followed policy in not terminating Sergeant Frost after the shooting.
We can all sit back and do a Monday morning quarterback on what should have done, what could have done, what should have been different. But being in law enforcement, when you have to make decisions, split-second decisions, it becomes very important. Would I have done the same thing? Yes, if I was in that situation where I was losing unconsciousness, being plummeted in the head with fists constantly, I would have taken the same approach. Just recently in the Chicago Police Department, there was a 17-year-old veteran, female, that was beat severely by an individual who was on PCP, and she's in the hospital. And with that, they asked her, why didn't you shoot your firearm? She said she was scared because she was going to get all the scrutiny from the media. So that's pretty sad when law enforcement has to worry about if they're going to discharge a firearm or not on a situation where it means life or death. And in this case, she did live, but still, it's still that point that they're thinking about what the media is going to do.
One more subject Fred McPhail raises is what he considers to be the militarization of the department by Sheriff Reich.
The current sheriff has accumulated a number of military vehicles and weapons and so forth that I don't think is necessary for our rural community.
Are you saying you'd sell those vehicles?
I'm not sure what I can legally do with them, whether it would be sell or return them to the federal government. I'd have to look at the contracts that he signed. But those types of vehicles and equipment are already in Eaton County because the state police has their headquarters in Eaton County and they have a lot of sophisticated equipment and vehicles, and those are readily available, providing you have a good working relationship with the state police, which I think our department does. It always has, and I don't think that Sheriff Reich has diminished that in any way.
Sheriff Reich rebuffs the idea that he has militarized the department.
One of them is a military vehicle. It's our rescue vehicle, which protects not only our deputies when they go into an active shooter situation, but it also can save lives when we have to rescue a civilian. The old vehicle that we had, it was an old Brinks vehicle, and it was rusted, mechanical problems. We were continually putting money into it. And besides, the ammunition that's out there on the streets today would have tore a hole right through that vehicle. We've also received a Humvee. We received a Ford pickup truck from the military, civilian pickup truck, a civilian Chevy Tahoe. We received a boat from the military we use for our rescue recovery, as well as our Marine Division. I've also received first aid kits from the military. I've also received blankets for the jail, shoes for inmates in the jail, computers, some printers. So militarization, I wouldn't call it that.
Scott, what are some of the positives that these candidates are promoting in their campaigns?
Well, Mark, Fred McPhail touts his lengthy resume of 26 years with the department in nearly every job there is, including acting sheriff for a few months while former Sheriff Mike Raines was on medical leave. He'd like to restore the presence of deputies in schools, which has been reduced in recent years due to budget cuts. And he'd like to change the culture of the department to protect and serve.
Right now, the people in the community who I talk to, and I've been talking to folks since March, they feel that there's an us versus them mentality within the department, and I certainly want to change that. There's a lot of pressure on the deputies right now from the administration to write a lot of tickets and make a lot of arrests, and I've never been a proponent of that type of policing. I know at least when Sheriff Raines was sheriff and I was under sheriff, there was a lot of pressure from one of the judges to increase revenue for the courts. And the sheriff at that time was emphatic and told him he was not a revenuer for the county. I don't know if the current sheriff is under that type of pressure or not. I suspect that he is. I suspect that's what's driving a lot of the overly aggressive policing that has occurred under this sheriff.
So if you encountered similar pressure, you'd resist it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sheriff Reich points to a reduction in crime under his leadership, leading the way on issuing body cameras to deputies and carrying defibrillators in cars. He also has Narcan in patrol vehicles to save lives when heroin overdoses are encountered. He also says regional cooperation has improved.
From day one, we've reestablished our working relationships with the Michigan State Police. We work side by side. It's blue and brown out there on the streets. We've also reestablished a working relationship with other law enforcement agencies in Eaton County and also regionally. We work closely with Ingham County Sheriff's Office, Lansing Police Department. Working with the Lansing Police Department, we have something called the Capital Area Violent Crime Initiative. We work closely with the FBI and Lansing Police Department on arresting serious felons that are out there on warrants. We have taken numerous handguns off the street. We've had a methamphetamine, we call it a meth team. We've had that prior to my coming into service. However, we've made it more of a regional type thing. We've got the Charlotte Police Department involved in it. We got the Grand Ledge Police Department involved in it and the Eaton Rapids Police Department. So when we go out and do our meth sweeps, all these departments are involved. It's not just the Eaton County Sheriff's Office. So it's nice to have the cooperation and collaboration from all these area police departments, and we've established that since day one.
So you can see, Mark, that voters in Eaton County have a lot to think about before casting their ballots for sheriff on November 8th.
It sounds like it, Scott. Thank you for the report.
You're welcome.